We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary, see your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
I remember on the preseason, I called him on the phone and I asked him how was there and all that. He said, look, there is one kid, one fat kid, looking terrible. And I don't know if I want to hug him or fight him. I said, how old is he? He said, I don't know, 17, 16 years. I don't know, something like that. I said, okay, explain. And he said, look, if I don't come close to him, he would shoot and score every time. If I come close, he'll penetrate and score on me. He said, okay, he's strong. He said, no. So he said, when he's playing on post up, I cannot do anything to him, nothing. And when he said something about that for some young kids, I knew that he's special. Although at that time, I didn't know who Jokic is. And that season in Adriatic Basketball League, he showed everybody actually who he is. And after that, he went to NBA, but nobody of us could see how big he would be one day.
Yeah. We should have just played Hotel California. You check out. We could check out, but we can't leave, fellas. That's what is up, everybody, and welcome in to the DMVR Nuggets podcast.
Let's go.
Why are you melting unexpectedly as our flight was canceled yesterday? You might have noticed, man, watching our show, that after what was one of the best days, we talked about this yesterday, one of the best days of all of our collective lives, one of the best days, we were still a bit weird. And it wasn't, and we went live at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, nobody really talked about the fact that we went live at 3 a.m. because we had so many people tuning in and excited for it. But we were in a weird state of mind, man. We were kind of down bad. I got a text at 11 o'clock last night that our flight had gotten canceled. 11 o'clock. Our flight was at 8 in the morning or 9 in the morning. Basically 10 hours to go, we get a thing that were canceled. Too late for you to do anything about it.
Yeah. What were you doing at that moment that you got the text message?
I'll tell you exactly what we were doing.
That's why I'm excited. I want to know this part.
We were waiting for Jokic in the hallway outside of Serbia's locker room.
The meeting with Jokic that, you know, when he comes by, kind of gives whatever, says his thing, good for you guys or whatever. That was honestly like 5 minutes after finding out I was not going to be home with my kids right now.
Yeah.
And like, look, we love it here. We've talked about it. I was happy to be here, but this is the longest I've ever gone without seeing my kids. They're like 5 and 7 years old. Yeah. They can play the sad violin for me. Honestly, guys, the longest I've ever gone. So now it extends it. I was like, honestly, distraught. But, you know, we rallied. And we always do rally.
Every single time.
Every single time, no matter the circumstances, we're going to rally now. We are presented, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. You can use promo code DMVR whenever you sign up. Brendan Vogt, he's home. He had a different flight than us.
That lucky mother.
He already sent us the text message.
Yeah, I was like, I don't need to see that, man. Like, I'm glad you're home, but it's
making me feel shitty. I wish he would have been doing that dance. I wish he would have sent a video of him doing that dance in his home. That would have been so good.
Yeah. And Eric, on vacation, he had the news today, and everybody found out he had found a he put it on Twitter, so now it's like public knowledge.
I know. I just was curious how you're
going
to frame
it. Yeah, I was too. As I started going, I started that sentence, so I'm like, where am I going here? You know, him and his girlfriend taking a little bit of mini vacation, so congrats to them out there. And it's just us suckers.
I know.
A little bit later in the show, I will
We're delirious right now.
A little bit later in the show, we will have super producer Kale step in front of the mic, something he rarely does. And we're also going to have the man with the eye behind the camera. Man, that's not like the
man with his eye Cyclops. The lens.
Ryan Greenwood to share some of their perspective. But today is going to be a mailbag episode. And I'm excited to get to it. We put it out there, you know, end of the week. We had one more show to do this week and planned on doing it when we got back, kind of a retrospective. But hey, we're here. Why don't we get some of this stuff out of the way? And we got some really good questions. In fact, we have so many that I kind of want to dive right into it quickly. Otherwise, we won't get to them all. But the first question I have actually comes from myself. Oh, by the way, actually, before we get into it, how do you guys like that story from Milan Doset? Wasn't that fantastic stuff? Milan Doset, if you guys don't know, people especially in the States aren't going to know or might not know. Professional player for Red Star and is now, what's the title? Sports director. Sports director for Red Star. So in operations for Red Star. And he was fantastic. I can't wait to share that interview with you. We got to do it down on the court right there in Alexander Nikolic Hall, mm-hmm. right on the basketball court, well lit. I got to say, man, a little thing we haven't talked about. The Serbs, very good flair for art.
Yeah.
So we show up. Yeah. All right, we show up, and it's empty arena now, and we're talking to him in his hall.
They had apparently just finished up practice, but when we went down there, it was pitch black.
Yeah, and so he tells, we sit there, and we start talking, and RG, one of the things that makes him great, he films everything. He's just always filming, so we have a little bit of back and forth. We're sitting in this, office, undescript office, and he's like, "Do you guys, why don't we go down to the court? That might make for a better, he's like, would you guys like to do that?" We're like, absolutely. Oh, he knew what he was doing. He had a janitor down there, and he's like, go ahead and hit the light. Boom, spotlight right on the court.
Right.
Honestly, man, it looks so gorgeous. You saw the look. We have a couple different things. You've seen some of the pictures.
Yeah.
A little spotlight coming down right on the court. We looked like angels.
Yeah. So I was once in a relationship, and she said that she wanted me to be more of a presenter, just be more romantic things like that. Yeah. And what I've noticed about the Serbian people is they're good about presentation how they make you feel and how they make you look. And for him to have the spotlight come straight on to you guys, now that's something that y'all are always going to remember. You did an interview on the middle of the court with the lights on, dark arena, and then they turned on the lights. And, you've been talking about the experience of what the arena looked like and how the seatings were up and things like that. So, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, that arena is crazy, too. I tweeted out a video of it, I think, when we got there. But the walls, it's not like a traditional arena in the States. It's just specifically made for basketball. And it's pretty small. And the walls just go straight up.
Yeah, it's really steep.
It's pretty vertical.
If you fall down those. And here's what's funny, man.
Only 5,000 people, maybe. It's small.
Man, did he tell us the story about fans getting kicked out, or was that somebody else?
No, that was him.
All right, I'll save it, because it's going to be too good. I'll have to save it for the documentary.
Oh, that was good. I heard that one. I was like, what?
It's a great story for the documentary. The first question comes from Adam Mades.
So a little peek behind the curtain. When you do a mailbag episode, you just really, want to get a take off. You just submit your own question, usually under a fake name, but this was under a real name.
What fake name would you give me? Give me a fake name.
I don't like Alexander Nikolic.
The godfather himself. My question, did Coach Pesic, this is my worst one, they're all going to be so mad at me, my pronunciation, it's the one I can't do. There's probably a lot I can't do. Did Coach Pesic smile after the Sombor shuffle? Did he smile? Kale, can we roll that beautiful footage? Play it once through all the
Coach
way here.
Coach Pesic.
Let me see if we can't. You gotta kind of tilt it for me so maybe I can see. I don't know. We don't have a monitor. We're in our makeshift thing here. So Jokic hits the Sombor.
Superstar. Yeah, I'm going
to be able to do it.
He
hits the Sombor and he's running back. And he has a big, big grin on his face. Yeah. I mean, Jokic is feeling it. I thought this was the icer. I thought it was all over.
Yeah.
And Pesic, if you look at him, first of all, he's I don't get this. I don't, can't say this for certain. I don't get the sense that he's a guy that's smiling all the time.
No, he's a military general, I feel like. An old school dude.
Somebody I know, I think it was last week, asked him a question in English, and he just was like, "I'm managing this English question." Even though he's pretty
I don't have time for this.
Yeah, get out of here. But freeze it. Can we freeze frame? Oh, here he goes. All right, are you freeze framed? Oh.
Right there. There it is.
There it is. At the last second, I feel like a small. It's not. I wouldn't say it's a smile. I would say it's 30-40% smile.
It's kind of close to a shit-eating grin. It's like this kid.
we got to get Dev's ruling on this.
I don't think it's a smile. I think it's like one of those, like, wow, that just happened. Like, I think he was nervous. They went into overtime after having, you know, a lead.
But this, I think, put him up 8 points with exactly. a minute 30.
So that was like one of those, like, oh, man, I'm glad that those type. I think he felt relieved. Even when you look at Jokic, he goes and smiles like wow, that yeah. went in type of shot. But I do think that he was just like, that is a tough shot, and he made it. One of those.
So the camera pans away, and I feel like if the camera would have hung on him for another second, I mean, they want to get back to Jokic. We would have a definitive answer on this one. But I do think that I am going to go ahead and say I feel with confidence that he was en route to a smile. And I think it's cool because, look, Jokic, we've talked about this so much. He's the only player that makes me laugh every game. Yeah. Every single game he does something that makes me laugh. And, like, even a guy like Pešić, who's not there to laugh. He didn't show up like, hey,
Pešić has seen a lot.
He's seen a lot.
This guy has seen a lot of Serbia basketball.
Yeah, exactly. And he sees that one going, and I think he was like all of us, just reduced. Like, we ride like this, and I think he rides like this. But this one got him up to here. He was kind of like, oh, holy crap.
Well,
now Giannis, maybe the best defender in the world. Jokic, just one-footed, spitting three-point shot from the corner, nothing but net. And was like walking back on it, and he's just like, man, even Pešić loves the Sombor shuffle. All right, our next question, which is really our first question. That one came from me. Philip asks, can we please talk about Jokic's dunk yesterday? Mm. Looked really different. He jumped pretty high for his usual dunk. Not really a question, just a quick reminder of what we didn't mention yesterday. It is a question, as well as a reminder, and it's a great question. We talked about a lot of things yesterday, and as I mentioned, we were delirious. Do you have the highlight here, Kale? Are you able to play this one? Let's go ahead and roll that one. Roll that beautiful footage. It's playing right now. So what you're going to notice about this is that Jokic doesn't just, like, score the basket. He cocks it back. He cocks it back. I'm serious. Like, from that angle, you almost can't quite tell. But when he goes up, we were, like, worried about using too much of the FIBA. You know, we don't want FIBA to, like, give us a strike or something. But he kind of goes up, cocks it behind his head.
Yeah, there's a little cock there.
Wow.
There's some cock.
Wow. All right, Harrison.
I see cock, too.
All right. Easy, dude. I know you've been here a while. Honestly, I watched this play. You can go up on the highlights on YouTube or whatever. And not just that, I said Jokic like was so focused and so everything. I'm telling you, Dev, watching this game, he just looks and really all these games, but this one in person, and I'm like, Jokic is athletic. He's not going to ever poster, you know, this or that. But I'm telling you, he's an athletic challenge for people now.
Like, what first was go with the hand-eye coordination. He went and grabbed it, you know, threw him off. He gets his feet, like, right. Then he goes and dunks it with the left, and he adds a little flair to it. Like, that shows the athleticism there. Yeah. Usually it would be like a tiger dunk where he's just, like, barely touching the rim. But this one, he grabbed the rim a little bit and, like, got some energy going. So, like, I do think that he's in his best shape that he's ever been in right now. Like, he's strong. He's nimble and agile right now. And that mixture just makes him like very dangerous.
Yeah. He looks more flexible to me, like more malleable. Like his hips look quicker. Like he looks shiftier.
Okay.
Like he's just flexible. I feel like he's just able to like getting around Giannis, like getting around guys. And these couple games we've watched, like, he does look quicker. He looks nimble. He looks light on his feet. Looks more athletic to me.
I even just think, like, quicker, like, one step or catch on the move. I mean, we talked about how last year, one of the things, especially in the back half of the year, one of the things that was a major improvement for him was that ability to, like, catch on the move, like, off of a cut on the move and beat guys. And I just thought I saw those yesterday quite a bit. Like, he's comfortable doing that. You go from, okay, now I can do that, maybe off a design play, or I even surprised myself there, to now maybe there's games like that Pelicans game, the red headband game against Memphis, like those games where he's actually doing it a lot, like 4, 5, 6, 7 times in a row, and you're just like, man, this guy's he's in his bag right now, and he's feeling he's quick. To now, I just feel like it's who he is. Like, he's got that part of his game. That's why I say Jokic is better, and it's a little disguised right now, but he's better than ever. So, yes, we should talk about it. We did talk about it. Oh, so Blanco says, does being in Serbia and understanding Jokic at a deeper level, along with taking a new perspective on NBA Nuggets, make you feel more or less confident at Denver Nuggets championship? I like this one. After this week, I know it's weird to say after this week has nothing to do with the Nuggets. After this week, are you more or less or equals confident in the Nuggets' championship odds now and we'll say in the next year or two?
I think I'm a little bit more confident. First, you know, he's getting everyone back, but also I feel like he's not having that same pressure that he had on him, especially the last time around, just because he did not get to play for his national team. So I felt like he wore that on his shoulders of some people are feeling like he upset some people. So I think that he finally puts his guard down into it. I also think that, like, just mentally, you know, going through this and then getting a win against Greece and hopefully they make a deeper run, that his confidence is higher. Like, hey, I'm the best in the NBA. I'm the best in Eurobasketball. I'm the best basketball player in the world. Getting a win over Giannis in that type of fashion, down their second best player, down other, you know, players for the country, I think that that does something for him mentally. Like, I could win in the NBA with the best players in the world. I could win, you know, at home with some really good players from my, you know, from my country. Mm-hmm. So I do think that, like, just mentally, I think he's a little bit more loose and just not overthinking it and just now able to just play basketball.
Yeah. It's interesting you bring up just like the Eurobasket and this Greece game into the point, because like this Greece game has nothing to do with the Eurobasket tournament coming up mm-hmm. next week, other than, you know, maybe just building confidence for Serbia going into that thing. So yeah, I mean, who knows how that tournament's gonna sort itself out and the state he's gonna be in when he comes to training camp. I think I do feel a little better about like the Nuggets championship hopes. I thought they could definitely win the championship this season before we came here. But, you know, seeing him, and I think mentally where he's at right now is in a really good spot. He seems loose. He seems happy. Yeah. You know, he seems happy to be back home in his country, like around his teammates during this time. He had a good time at Bogdan Bogdanovic's 30th birthday. Yeah. that looked like fun. He just seems to be in a good spot mentally and obviously physically with his game.
Yeah. I like your point about like different players and stuff, that because one of my notes that as you were talking and I was thinking about this, one of the cool things about yesterday was when Micić went down, there was less of a sense of despair. Maybe it's just because I don't have the history with Micić, but it almost felt like it was like, damn, we just lost our second best player. All right, let's go. Like, you know, all right, mm-hmm. what's next? And you just kind of roll with it. And I do wonder how much of that – look, that was the team. I give Serbia credit. I kept talking about how tough they were. Part of it was how they just responded to that with like, all right, next man up, let's go. Just don't even think about it. Let's just keep going. But I do think that Jokic has probably earned or built up a lot of that in himself over the last 2 years. Like, those guys went down, and we kept talking about one of the things we love about Jok. Their season seemed like there was really no point when Murray went down. He's like, well, we'll just go down swinging then.
Yeah.
And we love that about him, and we love that about this team in general. There was some of that. As far as do I feel more confident in the Nuggets, my answer is yes, and it actually has nothing to do with watching the game. It actually has none of that. Talking to the people and better understanding, and this is going to sound funny. I know people are going to think that we're like overstating this. I honestly don't think I am. And I don't think they think we are. The Serbian perspective on basketball, like even talking to Milan Dosic, who was on the beginning of this thing, even talking to him in the thing and asking him about like, what was your favorite poster or some of your career, just like fun stuff. This wasn't for the documentary. We were just kind of BSing at the end of the interview. I think it was even after the interview. We were just talking after the camera stopped rolling. And he's like, I just don't think of it that way. Like, you guys have to understand, we only think about this as like a team. Like, we're not practicing things like, does this work for me? It's like, how does this fit in a team system or whatever? And just knowing that that's Jokic's perspective and seeing him kind of grow as a leader and growing more and more influential on this team, I've always said this Nuggets team is good. If they're going to win one, it's going to look most like the 2014 Spurs. And I'm more confident, I think, now, knowing how ingrained that is into the basketball culture out here and seeing Jokic rise, I just think that they're more likely to get to reach the 2014 Spurs level of connectedness and chemistry than I was before this trip. I'm like, you know what? They're going to get there. They're going to get there. I just know. And we talk about how can Jokic get better. In a lot of ways, it's like, how can he better drag the team to that? Not by being a good player, but by dragging them to like, hey, this is it. This is the thing I've been pre. Like, a coach usually does this role, but a great player does it, and I'm just more confident that that's going to happen for them at some point. Fun one here. I was sitting next to a Greek reporter yesterday. When I was talking about there's no cheering in the press box in the U.S., man, they were. What would you say on a scale of like D-line's ascension into heaven in the stands that we that made the Twitter rounds and like complete stoicism, not showing any emotion? Where would you say the press box was, say, in the fourth quarter of last night's game?
Probably like a 6 or a 7.
I agree. It started at like a 3. We're like, somebody, a play would happen and guys would be like, man, that was awesome. Or like, whoo, boy, you know, like mild, like whatever. Like, and even that's different than what it would be in the U.S. But by the end of it, man, the Greek guy was like, oh, my God, come on. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy.
Yeah, just like shouting stuff and just banging on the table.
It's funny because we told Miroslav, we were like, hey, no cheering in the press box. We're giving him the rules. And he, the whole time, he's like this.
He was the most well-behaved.
He was trying his hardest to not do it. And second off, nobody's ever going to reach that level of ascension, like D-line. Like,
I know. That is a epic
Ryan
photo,
being
man.
Able to get that moment.
I know. How like, did you get that?
That's D-line all the time. Just happy and cheerful and just like really going through the emotions. He wears his heart on his sleeve and he's a fan. And I love the response back to watching that video. Someone was like, it was actually the Serbian football on Twitter. They're like, this guy is not even Serbian. So think about like everyone else seeing this American. This American is going nuts right now on this team. Like you're like, wow, what is really happening? But yeah, I think that's hilarious to like just have the idea that there's no cheering because these are people from this country that, like, you know, they're going to root for their team. And everyone knows they're rooting for their team.
Also, his pose in that picture, that's like a classic D-line pose.
It really is.
You know, that's... You know what he's saying. Yeah. That's like D-line cheering. If you just Google search that, it'd be this.
But you should pull it up. Because one of the other most underrated things about that photo is that nobody else is cheering.
But that was... How was nobody else cheering? That was after the Sombor, right?
You know why? It's because I think... That was like 15 seconds after. Like everybody cheered. And then the game was going on, but D-Line was still ascending. Yeah. He's like, I'm not done yet.
Just frozen in the moment.
It was so perfect, man. There we got it up on there. Just look at nobody else, everybody else has passed the point. Vote still clapping, but what have you. Let's see if we can't sneak in a couple more here. Who's your favorite? Lycos. Then you got Chris Marlowe too. I love it. Yeah.
That's so
it really
perfect.
Is the same
That's
thing.
That's actually
man.
Perfect.
It actually is perfect, man. Shouts to Marlowe, man. Shouts to Marlowe. He would have had a great time calling the game yesterday.
He would have.
Lycos asks, the homie Lycos, who's your favorite non-Jokic or Micic player from Team Serbia? And best play that didn't involve either of them last night?
Might have been that Yamaraz 3.
Yeah, it was for me.
Just
probably.
That step in 3, man.
That was insane.
That was cold-blooded.
I don't know the name, but the backup center is
Milutinov.
Oh, he's so good.
He's
like,
a good player.
When Jokic goes out the game, like you just feel confident that they're still going to be able to hold the lead and things like that. As far as the play... the biggest play to me like that does not get talked about is Greece was making a run to get back into the half, and that flip shot, I think it was Micic actually, at the buzzer, he did like a flip shot, like caught it off guard, understood the timing, and did a flip that actually just went straight in the rim. That
might be right,
that kept all the energy like for the team, and that put him into the half like, okay, you know, we still got this.
Hater Skater asked a similar question. Which of the Jokic teammates from the national team would you like to see in Denver? I don't know that there is a guy. Like, I don't know these guys' game well enough. Like, I don't like giving takes when I'm shooting from the hip, and I'm shooting from the hip on all of these. So forgive me, because I could be wrong on this. But Lucic for me is
the guy. I was thinking Lucic. 6'8", 3".
He shoots the ball. His shot looks great. His cutting is great. He knows the game. He's tough as nails. He's got a good body on him, a good build on him.
Yeah.
I think I'm a Lucic fan. I'm a Lucic fan.
You have been talking about
Lucic is like their Iron Man, right? I mean, other than Jokic, but I mean, Lucic played 40 minutes in that game.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, man. And just fit in. Mine's is still the backup center.
Wait, 40 minutes? Is that the entire game except for 5?
Like, yeah, well, I think Giannis played 40 minutes as well.
Man.
Giannis played 40. Yeah, I guess they matched minutes exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Lucic and Giannis.
That was the guy. And he was the one that was trying to guard him until Jokic was like, I want to guard him.
Right.
But mine's is still the backup center just because Denver has DeAndre Jordan. I don't know if you guys know that. But they have, you know, him as the backup. I would like them to bring this guy over.
Lucic's also just – you know, he's got a nose for the ball. That's my read. Nose for the ball, 3 steals last night. Just knows where to be.
He's good, man. He's just good. All right, let's hit our first break on the other side. We got a lot more questions to go. And then a little bit later on the show, we're going to bring in some voices you haven't heard yet.
Ivaca is the new GOAT in Colorado sports, the greatest of all TV. Mm. Ivaca TV. Shout out Ivaca. Shout out Ivaca, man. Always, they've been awesome this trip. They deliver amped up sports coverage for Colorado fans featuring Altitude Sports, AT&T Sportsnet, and the NFL Network. Tons of other entertainment channels as well. 60 of them. News, movies, and more. Ivaca, it's only $25 a month plus a $5 receiver fee, but we're going to hook you up with a discount. Go to ivaca.tv/Colorado10, ivaca.tv/Colorado10. Get $10 off your first 3 months with that address. Go to that link, ivaca.tv/Colorado10. Get $10 off your subscription to Ivaca TV for those first 3 months. No contracts, no hidden fees. That's Ivaca TV. And then at DraftKings Sportsbook right now, guys, college football is back. It's time to enjoy the tradition, the fun, and the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook to celebrate the best time of the year. New customers can bet just $5 on any team and get $200 in free bets instantly, win or lose. You got same game parlays that you can do as well. Combine a bunch of bets into one single one for an even bigger payout. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code DNVR. Bet just $5 on college football. Get $200 in free bets instantly. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. One per new customer, minimum $5 deposit and wager. $200 issued as 8 $25 free bets. Restrictions apply. See terms at DraftKings.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. And finally, a quick DraftKings pick of the week. No access to DraftKings here in Serbia, unfortunately. Andre Simone of DNVR Bets, Andre Simone, he sent me this one. Northwestern plus 12 versus Nebraska in college football. Played in Dublin this weekend.
Is this week zero?
I believe so.
Week zero?
Yeah, football's about to start.
Are you excited?
I am excited.
He's excited because there's more stuff to bet on.
Exactly. I've been saving money so I could play. You know, like, I'm going to get into a rhythm.
But that's the DraftKings Sportsbook pick of the week, Northwestern plus 12.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get into a
rhythm. So blame Andre if that one goes off the rails.
Joshua asks us, I got one I've been thinking about. Who is the backup point guard on games when Bones Highland starts? Ish Smith, Bruce Brown, somebody else? What do you think, Dev? There's going to be games, by the way, I think early on. Maybe not. But
maybe the second game of the year.
maybe the home opener.
I do think that they're going to give Ish Smith a chance early on, especially because you just don't want to wear guys down. You don't want to wear, you know, your players down. And the Nuggets don't really have, you know, many guard options. You're going to be working Jamal Murray into getting into playing shape and just playing. You already know that Bones Island is going to play a lot of, you know, pretty much starter minutes while they're doing that. And I don't expect Jamal Murray to play a lot on back-to-backs and things like that. So you brought this guy in. You're going to play him for a bit. And also, Ish Smith is good. He's a good guard.
We know that.
So, like, I really do think that, especially early on, you look at this being a contending team. You're going to play your guys so you're not wearing them down because you're going to need everybody at full strength at the end of the year. So that'd be my option or who I think that they elect to go with.
I'd say Ish Smith too. I think Bruce Brown's going to play some point guard this year, but I bet it's, you know, during the game, like within the flow of the game with maybe the bench unit a little bit or, you know, if he's playing next to Jamal. I think it'd be Ish. Michael Malone loves him. He's a big fan. He coached him in Golden State when he was an assistant there. And Ish Smith, you see the videos that the Nuggets are putting out. He's been in Denver for like the entire summer, ever since that trade got finalized, I think. So he's been working out, doing all the right veteran things. So I'd say Ish Smith.
I think that's probably the right answer. Bruce Brown at point guard, I don't know that we're going to see that a whole lot. Honestly, this position, this is one of the things that I think you could be a little bit concerned about with the Nuggets, a little bit thin. But Ish Smith, maybe he has a big role early on. Uros asks, how would you rate the safety in Serbia, and have you had any negative experiences in this regard? It's kind of funny, man. I asked some people this on my way over, just like, hey, man, is there anything I need to know safety-wise or whatever? And one person in particular goes, That's such an American question.
No, really. And before this, I would have thought so too. But as far as the safety, like you go out, we've been going out at night or coming back later to do shows and things like that. There are women walking by themselves late at night. As far as the safety on the street, I'm the only one scared. Like, you know, when they're driving, everything is moving so fast. The lanes are like a lot right. smaller.
The only time I haven't felt safe is walking through a crosswalk sometimes. Yeah, that's true. I'm going to get run over. It's but you just go. And
just because you just don't, you don't see it. You don't understand. They truly do use crosswalks
right.
here.
It's just a different crosswalk mentality here than in the States.
I thought I was a good driver. I am not a good driver because I would not have lasted out here. And we have not seen one car wreck.
Right.
With all of this honking, all this, everybody honking going works. From different ways. Like, It works. So as far as safety, I feel safe the entire time. And also, people are just so happy and excited to see us and also just be around. The people that don't know us, they're just minding their business and things like that. There's not anything in between that. So as far as safe, I feel completely safe.
I feel safer here than in downtown Denver, probably.
Oh, for sure.
And look, we were walking today. We probably got recognized, like, I don't know, 8 people said what up to us just on our walk to lunch and back or to dinner and back.
A nice walk with a really bunch of trees on the street. It was gorgeous. It was nice and shaded.
Yeah, saw a bunch of fans, you know, just said what up. They said what up back and, you know, went on our way. It was great.
Bazaar asks, how did you feel about Jokic playing for Serbia prior to this trip? Because most people in the U.S. don't care about national competition and don't want players from the team that they support to play, but they actually do don't know how important it is for them. We talked about this one a little bit yesterday. The one thing I will say is that with Eurobasket or World Cup or whatever, my interest was pretty mild. Back in the day, I used to love watching Team USA, you know, the Redeem team and the 2012 team. Like, I was pretty into that, and I would some of the games were in the middle of the night or 6 in the morning or whatever, and I'd get up and watch them if I had the opportunity, so I would go out of the way to watch them. I got to say, this trip, though, definitely made me like, no, I got to catch all the Serbian games.
Of course.
I got to watch them all live. I'm not going to, you know, wake up and do it later or this or that. I think I might miss the Sunday one, though. I mean, we'll see. We'll see if we make it back.
Turkey
Sunday? Maybe we'll just go to Turkey.
Oh, that's a trigger word for me right now.
That's a real trigger.
Don't say that.
We're down so bad, guys. We don't look at it. We put on a brave face. We're down so bad. What about you, Dev?
I feel like there's a better sense of understanding, you know, now that I'm here. Like, prior to this, I didn't understand Eurobasket at all. I kind of just put it in the same, like, lens of, like, Olympics. I didn't understand that there was different times, and I just not understanding of it. Now that I'm seeing it, now I'm seeing how much the people care and also the history behind it and how people follow the players in their respected leagues and things like that. I'm like, okay, I'm all in on this. I want to, you know, watch a little bit more. And now not only watching Serbia, I'm now going to want to watch, you know, the other teams that are going into it and see how good those players are. Like, just walking into the arena, I was completely thrown off guard when I seen Tyler Dorsey. I'm like, hold on, what? You know, like, how is this happening? Yeah. And he played extremely well on top of that. But it's just pretty cool to see that these players play in their other leagues, but then come in for, you know, their country and give their all, and everybody's all in on them. So I think there's a difference there.
It's funny. Also, you learn just some of the little things here. Like, the way I'm a complainer. This is like when I complain about football or – as we say, soccer, when I complain about it because I don't watch it. So, like, the guy that doesn't watch it, why should I tell you how to change your game to make it better?
Like, ugh, there's nobody scoring.
Yeah, exactly. But this is how I feel about the World Cup and the Olympics, is that the qualifying is so – I hate it. I just want to see the best competition, you know, all the time. And, like, the new rules, in my opinion, make it hard for that to happen. The fact that Serbia or Greece or maybe both won't end up qualifying for the World Cup, I'm like, no, they both should be in there. Your best tournaments should have Giannis and Jokic-led teams in them. So I hate that. But Eurobasket, what makes it cool is you do get all the good teams in it because it's, you know, more teams you don't have the opportunity. So Eurobasket to me almost feels like it should be the big one, and it's cool. And I do kind of like the idea. The only thing I would say is I do like the idea of these different types of competition, maybe a little bit having a little bit different rules or seeding or brackets or what have you. But I just wish it was easier to qualify.
I love Jokic playing for Serbia this summer, though.
Yeah,
I'm just happy he is. I'm excited to watch this team over the next couple weeks. I'm excited that he's playing for it. I 100% support him playing for Team Serbia right now.
Camellia asks, is Dev single?
No way.
And why wasn't – this is the real question – Why wasn't he accredited, which I think means credentialed, for last night's game? I can answer this one, unless you want to answer it.
Well, first off, you hear about all these relationships. You think I'm single?
He's in a dozen relationships. You've not heard? He's in so many relationships.
Of course I'm not single. Of course I'm not. You guys I'm loved.
As for the accreditation process, a couple things, man. We did not know how this trip was going to go. In the U.S., it's hard to get credentialed to events. It's pretty hard. And oftentimes you have to build up like a reputation. You could be whatever, a big name here or there, to get a credential to a new place. It's like, well, you got to kind of earn my trust. Here's one. When we applied, I thought one, two, okay, that's the best. And then I knew applying with RG as a camera person was different. So it was like, okay, two reporters, if only one of us gets it, say it only went to Wind and not me, bummer, but I'd be like, okay, if it went to me and not Wind or whatever, like, okay, we got one of our two main sort of like, writers, analysts or what have you. But in hindsight, yeah, it would have been great to have everybody credentialed. I just honestly didn't even consider that that was a possibility. But second, you know, one of the cool things about our company is that we have all these different types of people covering. Like D-Line, for example, has never been credentialed. And as much as I think he would like to go and do some fun stuff, he doesn't want to be a reporter. He doesn't want that responsibility that comes with that.
D-Line Weedham, DMVR Sports, Coach Malone.
D-Line Weedham. But what's cool about that is watching from the stands gives a different perspective. Like, they had a different perspective than what we had just sitting there. Dev had a different perspective. Yeah,
we had the credentialed reporters. We had D-Line ascending to the heavens, and we had Dev, the celebrity.
The celebrity. So we got a little bit of everything. And I personally love that for our company. I think it gives us all of the different takes and perspectives on it, and I think it's really cool. In a perfect world, we would have like eyes in all different places of the arena, courtside, media seats,
So I'm going to say Dino 92 AVFC. He put your seating placement yesterday was spot on. Adam and Wynn as media members. Dev as a superstar sitting courtside with Boban and other celebs. Eric and Vote as the man of the people among the crowd.
Definitely. I honestly, look, man, how I would have drawn it up. Like, honestly, perfectly how I would have drawn it up. So I thought it was really cool. Over here, NBA by NBA asks, how much your knowledge about basketball in general expanded that you never anticipated? On this trip, it goes on a little bit more, but I'll let it be on the screen. That's the real thing. How much of your knowledge of the game do you think has expanded?
I think that there's a little bit more understanding of why Jokic plays the way that he plays.
That's so good.
Just like the mentality and unselfishness and high IQ, because you see it in, the everyday people that don't play basketball, or not anymore and things like that. So I do think that that has expanded for sure. I think there's also the appreciation of these might not be our best players, in the country, but they're pretty much the best players in the country. So, like, they're not at Jokic level, but these are some of the best players that are playing in Turkey and other, countries like that. And there's also a history to them. Like, we do this, especially, like, at the high school level with, like, the top, 50 rankings and all those type of things. They send them to other countries, and they just go all out and things like that. And they follow them. They truly do follow them and stuff like that. So I think it's just more so the understanding of, like, the minds of everyone out here.
Yeah.
I think I definitely have a more of an understanding. Like, Serbian basketball to me is just the purest form of basketball, maybe. Sharing the ball, team game, everybody's involved. Like, to me, that is the beautiful game. Like, that's beautiful basketball to me. And I think it's kind of basketball at its purest. So learning about the history of it and talking to people, all the people that we talk to, interviewing them, and just really understanding what the Serbian game is all about, that's definitely broadened my knowledge.
I would say it's like one of my favorite types, but I don't know that I always hate when we start to say it's like the purest form, as if it's in like the perfect ideal. I think it's certainly my favorite style and a proven successful style. Mm-hmm. It's harder to achieve. It's funny, like, there's this sense when you sometimes talk about playing as a team or this or that, as if it's like an easy thing, but like morals corrupt you from doing it. But it's not. It's actually a really hard thing to do anything.
Sure.
Like, five people all in perfect concert. It's hard to do anything. Two people. We were on a trip here with five people or seven people. It gets complicated to coordinate just the rhythms and everything that's going on with everybody. It comes really, really hard. Doing that on a basketball court at the highest level of physical competition, all the way with the skill and everything else, is really, really tough. But that's the beautiful thing about the game, man. Like, I did the show with George Karl, who was a coach for I don't know how many years. He was in the NBA around coaching, playing, around basketball, I should say, coaching and playing for, you know, 60 years. And it was cool to, for even him, the game is a thing that still, he's still learning. He's still a student. You're probably a student of the game in basketball until you decide no longer, you're no longer learning anything and you shut your brain down, which hopefully never happens. Matthew Kamara asked, did you learn anything about yourself while on this trip that you didn't know before?
That's deep, huh? That is deep.
Let's pull up the therapy session here. There's, we've like, I don't want to, sometimes we try to be like too profound or something like this, you know, like the meaning of life, Harrison, how was it revealed to you through Rubric?
Man, I can walk a lot further than I thought I could walk.
Oh, boy. That for sure for me. I think mine's is, I just lost
it. You lost it? Man, he almost had something. But I'll say this. You know, this was obviously a risk for us and for our company coming out here. Anytime you do something like this, no other company's doing this. Like, no other company's sending especially seven people to a foreign country and saying, let's go see what happens. And one of the things when I was sitting there trying to decide whether we're going to pull the trigger on this or not, knowing all of the different moving parts and everything, one of the things I kept saying was like, I kept thinking, I was like, man, it's making me nervous. You know, like the actual pulling the trigger, because this is such a big thing. And the reason I ended up pulling the trigger was I felt like since the pandemic, me personally, I had fallen into this rhythm of being too comfortable, maybe being too too cautious with things. And like, look, we're a startup company. There's no guarantee what our success is going to look like long term or this or that. And I remember thinking like, you know, being, it's been a while since I had been so far outside of my comfort zone. And I was like, I kind of want to put myself there again just to see what happens. And so I pulled the trigger. Like, here we go. And here we are. And I got to say, this trip was wildly uncomfortable in the best ways. Like, it was really great. And there were so many great things. But there's a lot and continues to be moments of discomfort along the way. And I would say that was a thing. It's not so much a lesson that I didn't know before. But like anything, it's a challenge that going through it again through this, I've been like, hey, then that's the I'm growing through this, you know.
I mean, I learned we can pull off five podcasts in a week from halfway across the globe.
Yeah, I learned. Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty cool. I learned I don't need sleep. I thought I did all this time. I was like, I think I need to sleep. It turns out I don't actually need to.
Yeah.
Michael Shields asks, has your experience with Serbian hospitality given you any ideas about enhancing the DMV bar / community experience? Not that it needs it. I'm just curious.
I think as far as maybe being a little bit more open like to the idea, I think sometimes we're just so locked into the game because we're still working essentially that we can't be great hosts and, you know, get to have that experience. But maybe, you know, a few more times that maybe we're spending a little bit more time before the show, or maybe I'm not trying to rush, you know, after the game to get home to just go straight to sleep.
Stop.
I'm going to try to sleep for sure. But like, I think that I'll try to like put in more time where like, hey, this person, you know, made this, you know, trip all the way down here to make sure that they've seen us. Let me give them a little bit more respect of, you know, you made that sacrifice. I could also sacrifice for you. So in a way, it feels selfish because I'm just like, hey, I really, really need this. But also, I do need to, you know, get better about being a little bit more open to those ideas and opportunities, because a lot of people that we had touring us and meeting us and driving across the way to meet us and things like that, they did make sacrifices. They are away from their families. They are spending, you know, money and time and, you know, effort to just make it a point to come see us. So I do think that I'll try to be a little bit more humble and gracious in that regard of spending a little bit more time.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gives gifts in Serbia. Like, we've gotten so many cool little gifts while we've been here. We go to KK Joker. We're gifted stuff. We go to Sombor. People give us stuff. This Rakia on the table. People have been gifting us Rakia all week, you know.
But other stuff too, man. Like, we've received some really cool gifts. Some like of them I don't want to spoil because like I think really, they're going to really show up on the vlogs.
So really, really meaningful stuff.
We got a couple of vlogs that'll drop here in the next, I would say, 48 hours very likely. So you're gonna stay tuned for those.
But
they're
going to be we've bangers. Already done this, but if people are coming from a long ways away to come to our bar, we're gonna hook it up.
I would say one thing about like what can we translate over. There's that line in Pulp Fiction where the taxi driver, I think it is, Esmeralda Villalobos, asks him, "What, like, Butch, what's your name mean?" He goes, "I'm American. Our names don't mean shit." I feel like there's a lot of meaning assigned to things out here. There's a lot of just like tradition and like, no, we do it this way and then you do this. And it's like, it's cool. And it's, they're just little things that you add meaning to, and then they become traditions and this or that. And at DNVR, we've latched onto a lot of things like that, not just from Serbia, but, you know, there's little things that we've done that have become, I mean, we're very good at making things, things like, hey, let's make this a recurring thing that we do. And when this happens, the music or what we play or this or that. But I think that's one of those things is like, how do you integrate that into the bar so that it's full of tradition? Mm-hmm. And full of things that when you go through, maybe you don't know, but it's like when you're there the first time, you're kind of like, wow, what is all this cool stuff? Like, I want to learn it. Like, okay, we do it this way, we do that. So
we need a new theme song after Nuggets wins at the bar. I've got a couple ideas based on songs I've heard this week.
Come on, man. Come on. We got this song. We have our song. We have our song.
I don't know.
Oh, can you believe it? Did Harrison just say he doesn't like the funky music?
No. In the bar.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I got you there.
You think I would go away from the funky music? Come on.
I was about to get upset. I'm not going to lie. I was about to be actually upset at you. I've never been mad at Harrison before. That would have been a first. Colonel says, do you think that MPJ improved his ball handling shows to his last mixes, his last mixtapes? Just real quick.
I think that he's worked on his ball handling. I don't think that he's ever going to be a ball handler, and I don't think that he should be a ball handler. Yeah. Like, you're one of the best and most fluid jumpers in the NBA. That's what you need to be. That's what you need to work on. It would be great. So sometimes he could put it on the floor, but I don't think that his role in the Nuggets organization, he has to be a playmaker or a ball handler.
Yeah.
I just like the competition he's playing against in these runs.
True. Man.
Like, he's playing against the Kyries of the world, the KDs. Like, this is – he's in it. Like, this is top-level competition. It's not like he's going up against, you know, like high schoolers or something.
Michael Porter, this Nugget season is going to be so interesting, man. Oh, my God, there's a ladybug on my thing. Do you see this?
On your computer?
That's like a brown ladybug, though. I've never seen one that color.
It's a Serbian ladybug.
A Serbian ladybug. I've never seen that before. This Nugget team has so many, like, weird moving parts. It's going to be so
good. I know. Like, it's kind of like this trip. I don't know how it's going to come together. I'm a little scared, you know. I got a little anxiety going into it. Yeah. But, it could be perfect.
Guess what?
Like ours?
That anxiety was. It's back. It's back. Last one here. Gregor asks, 1v1, you versus Jokic, 211. How many points are you scoring? By the way, it's not make it, take it. I love that he said this to put the caveat on. All right, Dev, 1-on-1 versus Jokic. How many points are you scoring?
Are the rules that I get the ball each time?
No, well, not each
time.
No,
I'm saying every time that he scores.
Yes.
Is a winner take it? It just switches off?
Yeah. And by the way, you're playing American rules. This, sir, you don't hear out. Serbian, man, this is the dumbest thing. I've actually seen this before. One time, this is such a weird flex, like a humble flex. One time when I was playing pickup in Nicaragua with some guys. But I was playing, the same rule happened where, like, if you miss it, there's no taking it back. You just throw the ball up. So say you shoot a jumper. You're nowhere near the rebound. The other person grabs it, shoots a layup.
You're just going to just be slamming against each other the entire time.
It was the dumbest. It's the dumbest rule. Anyway, they play that. But we're not playing that. We're playing the real rules. Ones. You got to check it up to the top, man. Come on.
Yeah. So it's going to be 1 to 11. I think I'll bank a shot in. This is going to be the luckiest shot for sure. Just because I know I'm never going to stop him, so he's going to score all 11
Of course you're
times.
Not going to stop him.
Yeah, so I got to get one off.
Breaking news.
I have to get one off. Giannis couldn't stop him?
He was backing Giannis literally into the rim.
Yeah, but I think I'll score. That was the moral
story. A three?
You'll
hit a three?
What about you?
I'm not going in to do a layup over him.
I'll get a basket.
Hari.
One basket.
You guys are both idiots. It's 0 points. You would never score. Giannis tried to score on him the other day, and he barely got. He got by on like 20% of him.
Yoke would bait us into the three just like he baited Giannis.
He's not
going to
guard us full, like, soon as we
catch him. I will take that bait.
That's why I said bank shot, too. Do you know why he baited Giannis into the three? Because Giannis is good at getting around people if you play him too close. You guys are not, relative to what Jokic is used to. Jokic would full court press you if he needed
to. Be horrible, man.
And you would not get around him.
Also, he doesn't look at us and think that we're like a threat to
him. So you think he would win out of just being feeble?
I didn't say win. I said make a shot. He's just going to be like, hey, you know, like, I'm playing against the reporters. Like, whatever. And then I'm going to try to
score
one time.
Only one of us got that answer right. And it was not you, and it was not you. All right, let's take a break. Last ad break for you, Harrison, before you have to give the headsets up. Okay. And then on the other side, we're going to bring in the homies from behind the lens.
I'm a bucket.
Bucket of chicken.
The rugby club composed of crossover athletes.
Hey,
called the American Raptors.
Dev ordered, when he went to KFC, his order was, I'll have the chicken. Two people's worth of chicken.
To Dev's defense, that's how it looked on the menu. There was like a picture of two people and then an order and then a picture of four people and then an order.
Those are the only two options I had. I'll take the chicken wing. I said the two-person order. And now that I'm thinking about it, I should have went with the one with two people. I'm so mad.
What was great about KFC, though, you could just order exactly the number of wings you wanted. Like seven wings.
We're
boom.
Down so bad that we're talking
nine
about
wings.
KFC.
Boom.
Oh, we're down so bad.
That was so good. The American Raptors, they are the rugby club composed of crossover athletes here in Denver, Colorado. They're in Denver, Colorado, I guess. They're Rugby Town USA's newest rugby team. They've got athletes that come from backgrounds in football, basketball, baseball, wrestling, soccer, track and field. They play at Infinity Park in Glendale. Their games are free. You heard that right, free. Head to AmericanRaptors.com and grab your free ticket for the upcoming season. If you can't make the game, AmericanRaptors.com. We'll be streaming all of them from their website. Make sure to check it out. This next sponsor, it's helped get us through the trip. It really has. Mm-hmm. Athletic Greens. We've been popping some Athletic Greens every morning. They hooked us up with a bunch of travel packs, so we've been drinking those while here in Serbia. I don't know. I feel like I've had more energy in the mornings after taking Athletic Greens here. You know, we've had some late nights. We hit the Splavs one night. We hit the Town. We hit Red Bar.
We hit that
down
one a lot.
The street.
Red Bar.
That will forever be known as Red Bar. But I needed Athletic Greens that next day to really give me some more energy and, you know, help my immune system out and get me on my way. And that's what Athletic Greens did. One delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. So right now it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Just one scoop of Athletic Greens into a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements. Athletic Greens, they're going to hook you up with a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/nuggets, athleticgreens.com/nuggets, to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
We just got a note from the homie Miroslav that they're going to be going live for Nugget Serbia. You guys know. Come on, you guys know. The Chook? You don't know the owl?
Oh, I know the Chooks.
You don't know the owl? You know the Chooks. There's this one village, the Chooks. He's like the king. Yeah, that's a bunch. Yeah, where the bad drivers are. You got to get up too, homie. You got to roll on.
Yeah, I was waiting.
Nugget Serbia is going to be going live as soon as this is over. So if you guys haven't checked that one out, it's a great show. And those guys I wish I understood Serbian. I want to hear what they're. What if like their show is just like, you guys don't know the real DNVR. They're terrible, horrible people. Horrible. Yeah, critique my driving nonstop. Kelly, you want to come on over here, man? You're gonna have to. Oh yeah, you have to sit on the end, don't you, guys? Ladies and gentlemen, the man behind the lens. Oh, Harrison lost his title. The real good looking one.
Oh,
it's Ryan Green.
All right.
Thanks for joining, man.
Yeah, happy to be here. I'm glad I was finally invited.
First time, long time.
Glad we had to wait an entire day. We weren't planning on being here to be on the show, but no, I'm kidding.
I know,
I'm kidding.
It's so true, man. It's so true. And then over here, we've got Kale Sorbo, a.k.a. Super Producer Kale.
What's up, guys? Happy to be on the show. This is my second time on the DMBA show.
Oh, this is only your second time on the show. You're on the show all the time.
Yeah, like for little things. Yeah. I pop on here or there, yeah.
So Kale, one of the cool things, just to kind of give a backseat, Ryan Green, you know, he does all video for us, like literally all videos for us. And what's cool about Ryan is he's one of those guys that like nobody ever tells him what to do. Isn't that true?
Damn right. You're damn right you don't. No, it's great. That's kind of why I wanted to come to work for DNVR, because you were just like, we like what you do with video. We like how you edit. So just go do it.
And then, like, it's like first day at work, and it's like, that's your desk. Or that's your desk. Actually, it doesn't matter. Just find the desk and just go start editing. Just start editing.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about the trip, man. What stands out to you when you think back on this trip? What do you think is going to stand out to you the most?
Oh, man. I mean, it is literally just one of the better life experiences. It's not just like, oh, that was a really good vacation. We had a lot of fun. You know, it wasn't like a trip. It wasn't like, you know, and it was a lot of work, too. Like, I know we've been putting out a lot of tweets showing how much we're eating and drinking. But
those are just the most fun to interact with.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. And it was. We did a lot of that. But
we did do a lot of that also.
It really was just a, like, you just, I feel like evolved. I feel like I was a different person a week ago, right? And I just feel more educated, as I'm sure I would if I traveled to every country in the world.
Right. But not like this. I feel like we got, like, I've traveled a lot too, and I've met a lot of great people in this line. You get a great education, but this was one where I was like, the whole city was educating us, man.
Yeah. The whole city knew us. I mean, that was one of the wilder parts. I mean, again, we came over here hoping, like, oh, you know, we have some Serbian followers. I bet they'll meet up. But yeah. I mean, even today, we're not even planning on being here. We were walking to just lunch, and a bunch of people, you know, said, hey guys, how's it going? Oh, you're still here. And
a dude on a Vespa did a U-turn in the middle of the street to come say hi to us.
But again, but you just think of all the stuff we did in 1 week, in 7 days. We went to Sombor. We went to a Red Star game. We saw Giannis and Jokic. It was just it was just like nonstop. And the wild part about it was, is that every day I was like, well, I don't know if it's going to be as good as it was yesterday. And it turns out it was. You know, it was just such a eye-opening experience, and it's really something that, like, I'm not going to just remember one thing about this. I'm going to think about Serbia and then everything we did every single time. I'll just be sitting there, you know, when I have to go back and just edit regular Nuggets games now, you know, and I'm just going to be, it'll be 10 minutes of me reminiscing of, like, wow, I'll be going back through pictures and videos. It's
funny
wild.
You mentioned the pace, because a lot of people are like, you can't do, you know, in a week, you can't do everything. And it's true. Like, there's so, we could have been here for a month, but I will say we got 2 weeks worth of stuff in 1 week. And we were thinking, one of the things we've kind of been talking about, because we obviously want to come back, spoiler alert, we'd love to come back, and we want to find a way, and you have to be a creative man.
I want to come back without you guys.
And I want to come back with you guys. So I was like, and we keep trying to be creative about how can we make that happen. And one of the things we discussed was, a lot of our fans reached out to us when they found we were going, and we're like, I want to go. Like, could I go with you guys? What if I was just there and I would meet up from time to time, or what have you? And we're thinking, you know, and then we saw people saying, like, DNVR's done more for tourism in Serbia than, like, the Minister of Tourism or whatever.
I hope that's right.
What if you combine all these ideas? What if there was a year, two, three from now where we came back, did our similar trip, or, you know, maybe add some different things in there, but also had the side tour of, like, I don't know what we'd get, 20, 30, 40 people from Europe and the U.S. that came out here, all stayed in the same hotel, and then, you know, we could go to Ambar together, and everybody would, you know,
rent out the restaurant.
Like, everybody has this experience, and you get to do all these different things, some together with free time, this or that, but it's funny to think about how much we did. If we made the itinerary that we did now, it'd be like, okay, 4 a.m. to 8 a.m., bedtime.
right. Exactly. Maybe. Asterisk.
There's no way you could ask a tourist group of people to do the schedule that we just did.
No. That would be... That's right.
Do you want the authentic experience? Right. You're going to have to do this. Kale, what's when you think back on this trip, what do you think is going to stand out the most?
This is going to sound cheesy, but it's the time spending with the fellas.
My guy. Partying with the fellas.
It really was just a great trip to be able to spend time with you guys.
Great group.
Learn.
You're so right.
And then on top of that, it's a quote, actually, that sticks out to me.
Oh, man.
From we were hanging out with Stefan Popovich from RTS the other day, and he was showing us around the Federation of Basketball, and he said, Nikola Jokic's MVP means so much because Nikola Jokic is the perfect player to represent Serbian basketball. And that quote will really just stick with me for the rest of time, for the rest of my life, because I feel like I learned so much about the basketball culture and why Jokic, who's my favorite athlete ever, is the way he is, why he means so much to this culture, because he is the perfect, his play style represents Serbian basketball in such a perfect way. Yeah. And that's going to be my biggest takeaway.
I think that's fantastic stuff, man. And it is funny. Jokic is that. But Jokic also feels like there's been a lot of, like, Denver high-level people, by the way, not just fans that say this, but people like, Jokic was the perfect, like, it was perfect for him to go to Denver, this or that. He's the perfect representative of Serbia. I think he's just the perfect guy.
He's just the perfect human.
The perfect basketball player.
He just might be the perfect guy. All right. This is going to be tough. Kale, you did a photo journal. So Kale's a very talented photographer and a very passionate photographer on his off days, always going up to the mountains or going somewhere new and just taking photos. That's like, if you have downtime, that's what you're doing.
I'm taking pictures.
You're taking pictures. And this trip, it was so great. I wish we would have thought about it sooner. This trip, every day, just do, or almost every day, just doing photo blogs. You're walking around. You got your camera. take some photos, pick the ones you like the most and share them. And I think that's going to be a staple now of every team. Kale's always on the road. Like, Kale gets to go on the road a lot for various different things. Now, everyone, I think that's a new staple. Oh.
I will be happy to do it.
It better be, Kale.
My favorite part of the trip better by far. It just feels cool to be appreciated for the things that you feel most passionate about. And so I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to be able to do the photo blogs. And the response that we got on them was just
huge.
Amazing. Huge. I mean, every time we posted hundreds of likes, I had a couple photos go viral with 1,500 plus likes and that type of thing. And so I just want to say thank everybody, because it was such a cool opportunity to be able to share our experience through these pictures with you guys.
Do you have a favorite photo, or maybe a couple of your favorites from this trip?
The one that went viral, which is sort of over a hill with the bridge in the background, it's really cool. And then there's one I took that I tweeted out today I called The Beautiful Game.
Yup.
Which is sort of framed by a bunch of trees.
Oh, we're framing it.
Yeah.
We're sort of framed by
a bunch of trees with a basketball, that statue that represents basketball on by the Partizan and Red Star courts by the fortress. And so that's probably my favorite shot of the trip.
Man, that one's so perfect. It like brings in so many of the different little things from our trip. You know, the fortress and the statue. That's a really cool one. RG, we were playing this game earlier. This is a tough one.
Oh.
All every day out here, including this one, unfortunately, including this last one, every day out here kind of represents a chapter. Like, if this was out here, you could have chapter.
Yeah.
What was your favorite day? Could you give me your top three or four favorite? Man. If you had to rank the days out here.
See, I feel like the Serbia Greece game day shouldn't even count. It started with us on television again, right? Like, we were just kind of hanging out, and then we went to the meetup alone is it was an out of body experience. You pull up, you see a few people there. And then all of a sudden, I'm looking around, and I'm seeing Adam, you know, D-Line, Kale, Harrison, Brendan. All of them are surrounded by 10 different people. Yeah. Like, it wasn't just like, we're seeing, like, the people that we, you know.
We didn't talk
no
to
one
each
likes
other
Harrison,
while we were out there.
But yeah, we don't. But it was just
Harrison's
like
alone in the corner,
right? And I think Dev was just talking about it, but it was like we should have started that meetup at like noon, right? And just had all that time to just try and talk to everyone, because every time I talked to someone, it just made me, it was just a great human interaction. And it's just, again, it's just like so surreal to think.
And then you had the game, which was
again, it's just like
literally perfect.
One of those things where I'm shooting pictures of Jokic and Giannis, and I'm going, is this, I'm doing this, right? Like, this is my camera taking these pictures. It was just so wild, but.
So that's the top day.
That's obviously the top day.
Can I say this trip worked out so perfectly? Like, when we were trying to place it in, it would have been such a different trip if we, at one point, the game was going to be the first thing we did.
Yeah, dude.
And that game was great no matter what. But if it was the first thing we did, first of all, Dev wouldn't have sat courtside almost certainly.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, think about how many things were different. The fact that was the perfect culmination of a week is like.
And it was the second meetup. The first meetup was great, but it was just like, I think the second meetup, and a lot of people may have messaged you like, I wanted to, I just didn't. I had known it was going to be like that, I would have come. And I think a lot of people did do that on the second meetup.
Right.
But in terms of, so if we take game.
No, you can't take it out. That's number one.
Okay, so that's number one.
You just award it the gold medal.
But the one I really think is just like, especially for the fellas, it was Sombor. It was just so fun to see when we pulled up to the school, literally all seven of us just geeking out at seeing the mural. And then walking into KK Joker and seeing him on the side and seeing his locker. It was just like, no way. And meeting the dog that was choking on his, you know, MVP announcement. Like, it was just so wild to see that stuff. And so that was, I think, while it was awesome to be, you know, the DNVR Nuggets and meet everyone, I think in terms of just time with the fellas, that Sombor trip was just really cool.
Yeah. Do you have a third?
Ooh, a third.
Great host, by the way. Surgeon and Surgeon.
Surgeon
Stoikov and Surgeon V, man. We gotta. I always want to shout them out because of how great of a job they did hosting us out there, man.
Man, a third? It's got to Red, yeah, it's probably Red Star. You're right. I was thinking Ambar the meal would, because that was just life changing. But yeah. That game was also just one of those things. Like, I cannot believe I'm here right now. Like, right. You see the crazy European soccer games and you go, man, that looks like wild. Right. But then when you actually see the flare smoke, pause the game while the other section is just waves of humans just jumping up and down. That was just The Broncos games are nothing now. Like, I'm sorry. Like, you guys are loud, but it's not that. It was just so cool to see something that you would never thought you would ever see.
How cool is it that this conversation highlights how many amazing days we had, though? Because we're having a hard time picking between these events right now.
It was special, man. It was a really good time. I'm so glad we got to do it with seven, all seven of us. Yeah. Actually, how does Harrison cue the outro music? Do you know?
Far right slider on the soundboard. Far right slider. Slide it up halfway.
Slide it up about right there. Okay.
And yellow button.
Let's see if he gets it. Up a little higher.
You
little
need
higher.
To push it up higher.
Oh, yeah, there you
my
go.
Gosh, look perfect. At
this. Beautiful.
All right. This trip really was, I mean, it really was so great. If we get stuck now, please don't let that happen. Please, please, please. It was funny. We were talking about all these perfect days out here and how everything is just lined up. And it just felt like almost an act of God, how like everything has like fallen perfectly into place.
Absolutely.
So that when we got stuck, you got to hear Kel. You got a second, man. You got no rush. So that
super producer.
Always on his job. And so that it's when today's flight, when this thing happened, like there was a part of us that was like, something awesome's going to happen today. Like, there's something cool. It just was a day that we spent in our room.
But I think it was good.
It still was good.
It was good to cool down.
But even if we are stuck here, guess what? You won't hear from us. We're going to be no more shows for a couple days. We get to step away from this for a little bit and hopefully get back to the States. I can see my wife, see my kids, see my dog.
My cat.
My dog.
There you go, everybody. Hit that like button on the way out. All right, Kel, you can run over there now.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.